Good afternoon, Indigenous Earthlings. Here we are again, seven revolutions later, balancing into another Express Yourself. I'm Luke Nestler, and that is Tower of Power with some Bump City Oakland soul, something called, you guessed it, Funkifies. Yes, children, you have a chance to funkifies with Tower of Power at the Benedict Music Tent this Sunday night, the 25th. They perform twice, and those shows are not yet sold out. You can get tickets and info at jazzaspensnowmass.org. And in fact, Katie and Kay just had two tickets to that show donated. Those tickets are $100 a piece. And we want you, dear listener, to be a Katie and Kay member, and you can claim both of those tickets for a $100 donation. If you're not a member and you want to make a $100 donation to Katie and Kay, you can do that too. So if you want those tickets, give us a call here at the radio station, but don't call the studio line. Please call 963-0139. Welcome to another Express Yourself. The Marble Hub is perhaps one of the newer nonprofits in our area, and Emma Bielski is here to tell us about it. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Luke.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Marble has a hub?
It has a hub.
It has a living heart. I know that because there's lots of good folks up there, but you want some guidance for the tourists, I guess, is what I...
We're working to provide a lot of information and education on the history of Marble and the Crystal River Valley, and also best practices when visiting the community.
Uh-huh.
For example, don't take your Subaru up to the Crystal Mill.
Exactly. There you go. Lots of history to highlight at Marble, isn't there?
Absolutely. It was a booming mining town at the turn of the 20th century.
Marble Quarry is still open, isn't it?
It is. It's owned by an Italian company. I know they've portaled into some veins and chambers that are going to give them years and years more production.
Does Marble get tourists just for the quarry?
I think so. I think there's a lot of people that inquire about it and would love to do tours, but they can't do tours.
Oh, they can't?
Mm-mm.
They don't do tours. I was curious about that.
Yeah. So I think a liability for them.
Okay.
They're great stewards of the community, though.
Are they? How so?
Well, they were going to install a crane into their hall zoning area, and they, after the community spoke up and said they were against that, they didn't even put up a fight. They absolutely respected the community's voice and moved that crane operation elsewhere.
Oh, that's cool.
And they also do lots of things like dropping beautiful pieces of marble or historic pieces of farming equipment in the park at random and supporting a lot of the school and the church as well.
And Marble, the sculptor symposium happens every year. When is that? That's coming right
it's
up.
It's coming
it?
Up, and it's I think it lasts for like 6 weeks or so.
Uh-huh.
But it's right around the corner.
And that's always drawn people to Marble.
It is, and there's this whole wild marble carving community down by the river.
Yes.
It's a pretty cool scene.
Yes. Yeah. And I guess these days, people starting to trickle in for the wildflowers and the summer hikes, all of that stuff.
Cooler temperatures.
Now, I'm on board with that. How many visitors does Marble get on a regular basis? Do you have any numbers?
Yeah, I think I would estimate that we have had well over 250 people sign our guest book since the hub has opened on Memorial Day? The end of May.
So you guys really are recent. And you have a storefront operation.
We do. Actually, the hub opens its doors in 2011.
Oh, it did?
Yep. We're seasonal. This is its sixth year of operation.
Oh, okay. I thought this was a brand new thing.
No.
Oh, okay.
It feels brand new to me.
So where is that, your location? Where are you?
Yeah, we are located in the historic bank building. It's a peach-colored building. It's across from Slow Groove and Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Right there as you're driving through, I always tell people to follow the pavement.
Okay.
Over there on the left.
There's pavement and marble?
There's one paved street. It's a great directional.
Oh, my God. How long has that been there?
As long as I've been there.
I'm just kidding. I hope you know. We all love Marble the way it is. Aren't you afraid that maybe too many tourists are going to overrun the place?
You know, Luke, I think that growth is inevitable. It's happening statewide. We're in a boom cycle. Uh-huh. We're a boom and bust state. Uh-huh. I also believe that with the right communication and services and information that we can create sustainable growth.
So that's where the Marble Hub comes in. That's what you want to provide.
Absolutely.
The visitor. How does sustainable growth happen? Tell me that.
Well, creating and helping, working with the town, we do community collaboration to, for example, partnering for the campground that's just opened. The hub is where you make your reservations and check in and ask questions and things like that. It's a group of volunteers. It's all volunteer run, and much like the town itself. And we all work together to provide things like signage and resolve problems for trailer parking for the ATVs, provide proper trash receptacles and restrooms. All of these things that when a community has a ton of money, they can just make happen like that. Mm-hmm. And in our town, we all work together and volunteer our time to make things happen.
Well, you got to love neighborhood efforts. You know, you look, people looking around, and it's like Nick Forster says on E-Town, looking around and finding a problem and addressing it on the local level. My understanding is, I heard you mention the word volunteer. Mm-hmm. You need more volunteers.
We do. Yeah, we are a volunteer-run operation. We're a coffee shop. We offer Wi-Fi. We rolled out this year with our new free library. So we have a need a book, take a book, have a book, leave a book concept, and I can see a lot of rotation, and it's being used, which is great. We have we need about five more really awesome hub hosts to work a couple shifts a month or a week. Mm-hmm. And we do the AM and the PM, each 4-hour shifts. We're open from 8 to 4. We do our best to be open 7 days a week.
Wow. And right now it's mostly Marbleites that are involved? No.
It is. Uh-huh. We've had a long-standing volunteer and former board member who has come from Glenwood and has been involved for many years. Huh. So there is opportunity for folks who love the Marble community to get involved.
Uh-huh. How many, did I already ask you, how many full-time residents there are in Marble?
I think there's approximately 200.
Huh. And then summertime, that number bumps up. The summer people come in.
Summer people come in. Yep. Yeah. And then the visitors come in.
Uh-huh. Huh. And tell me more about the businesses in Marble right now. The retail business, there's Slow Groove and Barbecue. Mm-hmm. What else is there right now in Marble?
There's the Marble Gallery.
Uh-huh.
There is
Beaver Lake Lodge.
Beaver Lake Lodge. Beaver Lake Retreat. The campground. And then we have our church and our school.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I'm missing anybody out there. We have a lot of rental companies. So Crystal River Jeep Tours, a family that rents ATVs, and paddle boards as well.
Uh-huh. Huh. That's really cool. And you mentioned earlier, or not earlier today, but we were talking yesterday, and you talked about the campground that you guys are involved with. Tell me more about that.
Well, we've partnered with the town. Our town government is a town council that's volunteer run, much like the hub. And we have collaborated with them. We all have day jobs to work together to make it happen so that we could open up what was formerly known as the Merry Days campground by the end of May. So we've been able to do that. What the hub did is we stepped in and we took on the reservation system and the administrative side of the campground, I guess.
Huh. Yeah. How many spots are in that campground?
16.
16. That's pretty good. Are they expensive spots?
I think so. But they're also the going rate.
Uh-huh.
They're RV. I'm not an RV camper, so I don't really know much about RV camping, but they're RV sites, so they have electric and water, and so a few have sewage.
I vaguely remember where the Merry Days was. Tell me where the campground is.
So as you're coming into town, you're going to get to the first stop sign.
Okay.
And you'll see the fire station on the right. Merriday's campground is on the other side of the street from the fire station. So on the, you just keep going through the stop sign and it's right there on the right.
Okay. So it's not on the Crystal River, but it's close.
It's close.
Just like everything else in yeah. Marble, I guess, really. Unless you're up on Serpentine Trail somewhere. Right. Yeah. How about that? Where do you see Marble Hub going in the future? Where would you like to take it?
A lot. Thank you. That's a good question. A lot of different places. We're opening up again. The Marble Market starts this Saturday from 10 until 2.
Okay.
We do need vendors if anyone's interested. And that's going to run Saturdays through the end of September.
Okay.
So these are our ideas that we're working to roll out. So nothing is set in stone, but we're working on movies in the park.
Nice.
Once a month for the season, for the summer, warmer months.
Uh-huh.
We're offering classes, like helping to organize classes. I believe we're setting up right now a balance for seniors class, a balancing exercise class. Mm-hmm. Really working on bringing different community entities together and creating more opportunities for locals to get together in a way that's really enriching.
Huh. Any thought to music, live music at Marble?
Yes, I am. I would love, of course, to see Marble Fest come back. And, you know, in my ideal dreamy world, we would have a music series as well as the movie series. Right now, we're working on lining up musicians to play at the Marble Market.
Oh, okay. So you say Saturday's beginning, did you say this weekend or next?
Next weekend.
Next
it'll be
weekend.
July 1st.
July 1st. Huh. So local community gardeners who want an outlet, how can they get in touch with the Marble Hub and get involved?
Yeah, thanks for asking that, Luke. We definitely need vendors and people who love the Marble community to get together to make it happen. One of the best ways, I think, would be to email us at themarblehub@gmail.com or stop in and see us and say hi.
Okay. Hey, that sounds really great. Well, best of luck to you. And who doesn't love Marble?
It's a pretty magical place.
What a great way to sort of nurture things up there is all of you banding together and doing it that way.
Well, thank you. There's a lot of opportunity and potential.
Yeah. Emma Bielski here with the Marble Hub. Thanks, Emma.
Thank you, Luke.
All right, stay with us. We have more to come on today's Express Yourself. We'll be right back. It is 420. This is the Express Yourself show here on KDNK, and that was Earth, Wind, and Fire with a Shining Star. Earth, Wind, and Fire play the Jazz Aspen Snowmass June Festival tomorrow night at 8:30 at the Benedict Music Tent in Aspen. Well, the music tent at KDNK is big enough to include all genres, and the first music meeting proves it. So here we are, the first music meeting.
Here it is.
Thanks for having us, Luke.
Yeah. So in case you're wondering what the music meeting is, this is the music meeting. And what we want to do is talk about music. Who doesn't like to talk about music? So Cody Lee, assistant music director, Gavin Hello. Dahl, station manager, and me, the music director, we're just going to sit here and talk about music that's turning us on this week.
Yeah, so did you pick something brand new for us, Luke?
I did. I picked the Secret Sisters. Secret Sisters are from Alabama. This is their third album, only the second that KDNK has gotten. And their second one was very retro rock. This one is quite different. This one is pretty much singer-songwriter territory. And let's see what they sound like.
I'm a long way from home. I feel the weight in my bones. I'm tired like a sinner. I'm cold and my money's all gone. I'm ashamed of the things that I've done. Feeling love is like facing a gun. The closer you get, the farther.
Tired like a sinner. Mm-hmm. Is that a great line or mm-hmm. what?
Beautiful harmonizing there.
Beautiful harmonies. And I think that's yeah. the key to the Secret Sisters for sure. They grew up singing in church. That's where they learned to sing. So you got to love that.
Yes. That's where some of the best musicians that we know grew up singing in church, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how does this record, I haven't heard their previous stuff, how is this really different? It's kind of more mellow.
Well, that first one that we got, Put Your Needle Down, it's called, has three or four songs that sound like it's the Everly Brothers. Very retro rock, lots of reverb. This one's very focused and quiet, singer-songwritery, telling stories. But you could kind of hear that retro rock in that song a
yeah.
little bit.
When I liked the harmonizing, but I even like some of the guitar parts and the kind of mellow in-between sections myself. You know what I mean? That's where I started to kind of get in the groove, too.
Yeah, it is kind of a retro-sounding guitar, like kind of twangy-sounding. And I think most of the tracks sort of speak for that. But I think you're right, Luke, that their previous album was more that way, and this one seems a little more refined to me.
And it's interesting because that previous album was produced by T-Bone Burnett.
Oh, really?
And this one is produced by Brandi Carlile. So they're not having any trouble attracting top flight production talent.
Jeez, yeah.
Well, and it's always good to have new albums from New West Records, a great Americana label, of course. Yeah. What do you guys think of Brandi Carlile, who do the production on this? Are you guys fans?
You know what? personally, Brandy is, I was all excited at the beginning with Brandy, but I'm losing my enthusiasm. I don't know why. Is that the inevitable evolution towards pop?
I guess. Yeah. I haven't heard from Brandy Carlisle in years, so. But she's kind of like singer-songwriter, Americana stuff, basically.
Well, and now a producer. So that's an exciting direction for the Secret Sisters.
So Secret Sisters from Alabama.
Nice. Good stuff, Luke. All right. Speaking of singing in church, I'm not a religious person, but I had to listen to a lot of kind of collegey, what I would call it. It sounds like music for college students in urban areas, a lot of the indie rock kind of stuff I have to listen to out of like 50 CDs. And sometimes when I find one like this, I'm like, thank God for, you know, real music singing from your soul and your heart. And these women have really powerful voices. It is pretty much a straight gospel album, but it's the Como Mamas, and it's on Daptone Records. And
it's organic, man.
It's definitely organic. I like the kind of lo-fi vintage sound here, and let's hear Out of the Wilderness on this one.
Tell me, how did you feel when you come out the wilderness?
When you
come out the wilderness?
About that tight backup band, the Glorifiers. That's Jimmy Hill on organ and piano, Homer Steinweiss on drums, Bosco Mann on bass, and Thomas Brennick on guitar.
I think those might be the Daptone house band.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I recognize Bosco.
Wow. Yeah. Not exactly lightweights, huh?
Yeah, that's
sound tight.
So to speak. Those are big ladies, too, that are singing.
Yes.
They've got big lungs.
Exactly. Big, booming voices. So that's what I like about that. It's just, it's got soul.
Yeah, it's real simple. It's like stripped down.
Yeah.
You know, just let the voices, you know, let the women sing. And I also just like the concept, the Como Mamas move upstairs. You know, it's like, yeah, we got on Daptone and we got to move upstairs. Yeah. You know, I love that. Such a great image.
I don't know. I like it. You know, I can't complain about soulful, heartfelt music, but I think I like my gospel a little more dressed up.
Yeah.
That's pretty raw.
Well, you were mentioning Marty Stewart's which song?
Soul Chapel, the CD, Soul Chapel.
Okay, well.
Yeah. I'll have to play some of that for you.
I'm going
to
check it out today.
Yeah.
The Como Mamas are Esther Mae Wilborn, Angelia Taylor, and Della Daniels. For this music meeting, I brought you guys an upcoming artist from Boulder. He's called Kuwali. This tune right here is called Feather Ruffler. Thank you. music from Kuwali out of Boulder, Colorado. His album is called The Monk of Chunk, and this song is called Feather Ruffler. He kind of synthesizes field recordings, like he's been in the Amazon and the Himalayas and in the Redwoods, with bass music, you know, a little bit more kind of mid-tempo than a lot of the dubstep out there that's, you know, really popular, what people call EDM now. But
is that faster, the dubstep?
Dubstep's definitely much more aggressive, and he's kind of, he calls himself sort of like halftime drum and bass. There's a lot of these kind of keywords that people are using now. You know, for a long time there's been glitch hop, which is sort of like hip hop and electronic music that's very glitchy and computer sounding, very digital. He calls this tree hop.
Nice. I like that.
And you know, I mean, kind of more broadly, people call it world bass. Lately, for me, just in general, I've been really into kind of psychedelic funk sounds, and so this is out there on the kind of further reaches of funk. But definitely got that kind of groovy kind of, you know, it has some of the dub and reggae influence, and then definitely some hip hop elements. But he's kind of trying to do a bit of a sonic alchemy, I think, and it's just one of many artists that are being distributed right now by a label out of Texas called Gravitas Recordings, and they're kind of cornering the market on pay what you wish, you know, new releases of artists that are helping artists like Kuwali then get bookings, right? So this is kind of a different model of the music industry where they're putting a lot of the music out there. Certainly you can pay for it, but, you know, a lot of the stuff on Gravitas, people are just downloading. You enter zero and you get the music for free, you know, when you download. So, you know, I think it's kind of it's a way that artists like this are building their names up so then they can tour and make the big festival money.
So that's how they make their money, is the live performance.
A lot of times, yeah. I mean, that Pretty Lights was kind of the biggest Colorado artist to do that, where he, you know, he now sells out Telluride and sells out Red Rocks and does all these huge shows. And you know, he gives all his music away for free. In fact, I think in his case, he actually did a BitTorrent where you could go and get like an entire folder of his entire recordings, you know?
Oh, really? And he's from Boulder.
The Kuwali's from Boulder. I was just saying Pretty Lights was kind of the big guy in the scene, and then Kuwali's one of these new up-and-comers. But
Have you seen him live?
Yeah, a couple times. Real friendly. He's a guitar player, and he does a lot of kind of noodling and effects and stuff with his guitars. His live set is definitely, you know, a mix of instrumentation and his kind of bird frequencies. And
that's my favorite part in how the song opened up with all of those bird sounds from his recordings. I really like that.
Yeah, and I think that's a big challenge for electronic music producers, is how do you kind of get outside of the studio? And I think he's one of the artists in Colorado right now who's definitely bringing that bird notes and nature sounds and field recordings into the mix.
I just think you can do so much in electronica music with organic sounds, and that's what I really appreciate.
Well, that's the electronic music I'm always drawn to, if it has some organic instrumentation. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this has a little of that. That's cool.
Yeah, and
it's not just your basic bleep and bloop.
Yeah, and I mean, he definitely is a guitar noodler, and he has some side projects that are, you know, he kind of goes off in almost like a disco and house kind of direction, and I feel like this stuff is kind of his most advanced in terms of the layering and the synthesis of the, you know, all the kind of programming and synth stuff that he does with the nature sounds. So I mean, it's just what I'm into right now. I feel like, you know, from kind of folk Americana to gospel to electronic music, that's the beautiful thing about these music meetings, is you never know what you're going to hear, right?
Yes. Just like Katie and Kay.
Exactly. You can hear all of those things on one show on Katie and Kay.
Yeah. Gotta love it. And I hope you liked our first music meeting. Yay!
Yay!
Stay tuned for more. That's right. And if you are a Katie and Kay DJ and you'd like to sit in on the next music meeting, come see me here at the radio station. And a reminder that we are giving away two tickets to Tower of Power on Sunday up at the Music Tent in Aspen. We're looking for a $100 donation. That's what the donor of these tickets to us requested. And so that's basically getting a ticket for free, because those tickets aren't cheap. So call us at 963-0139 if you would like to go see Tower of Power. It's the Express Yourself Show here on Katie and Kay. Stay tuned. More to come.
Yeah. This is Fatback Collard Greens Benson, and you're tuned in to KDNK Community Radio through the Roaring Fork Valley, coming through you live from Carbondale, Colorado. Ma'am, Ma'am, can I get some more lemonade in my glass, please? Thank you. Too kind, like them folks at the radio station. Yeah.
Yo, fathead, this one's for you.
Thanks. Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the road below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on.
Turn up the radio.
My name is Skip Naft, and I've been involved with KDNK since 1991. I met Greg Fatty Benson, as we called him, about 1995, I think it was. And I just remember being blown away by this young kid from San Francisco who came in, and he had his own style, which was different from everybody else. He had his trademark ID that he did.
KDNK!
Which really blew our minds. Just an amazing force to be reckoned with creatively and also as a friend. He had a huge influence on creative ideas and creative forces in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond.
Yo, haters rapping to me, they want to get some, but I'm fat ass. Yo, he know the outcome. Another victory. Set your DC date because I'm history.
I want to say what's up to Miss Ginger Schnappola family and everybody up and down the valley, and all the Davises, the Pardos, the Williams, the Jacksons, everybody from A to Z who pretty much, like Dr. Dre will say, this is down for the since day one.
Well, my name is Kevin Mackey. Greg Benson was my uncle. I thank everyone for your support. I just ask that you know, the community see that this is a hard, tragic time and moment for Greg and our family, as well as the people who knew Greg.
I remember Fathead at Mountain Fair at the Oasis with the kids doing the beatbox behind them, doing their raps and really encouraging them, and just a great guy to hang around with. Always smiling, always had a nice word for you. Wherever he's at, I hope he's resting at ease.
Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 1, 2. If there was one thing Fathead was not, was a hater. He got down on the mic and the crossfader. So much love and good energy he always brought to the table. The type of guy that would give someone down on their luck a few dollars if he was able. Always stayed with a few jokes and a smile on his face. A true friend with open arms to embrace. You probably heard him right here on your radio waves. All the way from the Golden Gate to the Rocky Mountain State. He was hip-hop. He embodied the culture. Not for monetary gain, fame, and fortune. For the love of it, which is the most important. And more important than that is being a good person, a caring person, a compassionate and loving person. And anyone who's ever had the pleasure of spending time with Greg would tell you he was one of those types. One of the rare people who was genuine and real. In other words, he was true. I'm lucky to have had a friend such like you. You don't get many in life. Your spirit shines so bright, it'll light up the sky at night. Thank you, Greg, DJ Fathead Benson. You treated everyone you met like family, because you were the man. Peace, love, and hair grease to you and the fam. Love you, Fatty. Ism.
You know, if I could give you a big fat kiss, I'll do it right now. Matter of fact, screw it. I'm going to do it anyway. Mwah!
Well said, sir. I'm just a quivering Colorado white boy, so hip-hop always scared me. I didn't understand ghetto rage. I didn't practice any swagger. The bling to me was tarnished. Crack and heroin were not my drugs. And why were they talking so fast? Well, when I saw a few young locals trying to b-boy their way to some kind of credibility that I couldn't give them, that I didn't need or understand, and, well, I guess I just stopped paying attention. It just wasn't my generation. What I needed was the right person to turn me on to its grace and redemption, two qualities which I vaguely sensed were there but didn't really know how to find. So how lucky was I to have a young black man from the Bay Area land in our valley and on KDNK's airwaves like Greg Benson? DJ Fathead's life was so different than mine, but he was a magnet for me in a way that I'd never expected. I'll never forget the first time I heard that amazing sing-song blast of a KDNK ID.
This is
KDNK. Here was something different, something exuberant, something big-hearted. If you've ever talked into a live microphone, you know how utterly unself-conscious you have to be in order to do what you just heard. In that way, he was like a child. In that way, he erased my own personal fear of black people and their hip-hop. Here was a happy man with a big heart whose power and grace was an unfettered sharing of his human joy. One of the many beautiful things about DJ Fathead was that he got KDNK right away. He didn't have to be cajoled or convinced that we were better than sliced white bread. No, he dove right in and he became a part of our community with the first hip-hop show in the Roaring Fork Valley. To hear him at work, or should I say at play, was to hear a soaring human spirit that didn't care what color your skin was or who you voted for or what football team you cheered or what music you liked. Greg Benson maybe could have been and probably wanted to be a stand-up star or a rapper with a long string of pearls. Instead, the universe brought him to the Roaring Fork Valley and to the KDNK family waiting for him here with open arms. He showed me that my ideas of black men were simply not true. And I hope that I showed him that hippies, old hippies, might be different than he thought they were. Greg and I bonded over hoops. We both loved the Golden State Warriors, but we could never breach that 49ers-Broncos divide. I trash-talked with DJ Fathead more than anyone I ever have in my life. It seemed completely natural and was often hilarious. The guy was a walking joke, and I always laughed around him. And here's the thing. He almost always called me Mr. Nestler, the only one, really, who did. For the longest time, I thought he was maybe being ironic or even jocular. Since Fatty has passed, though, I've realized that there wasn't one ironic bone in his body. He sincerely respected me as an elder, and that meant a lot to me. It still does. He was a raised right man. Greg Benson, DJ Fathead, we loved you well, and I know you knew it. Thanks for being here, bro. Please enjoy these little snippets of DJ Fathead combed from the KDNK archives.
Message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All we need is inspiration. Save the children that are dying.
I'm just sitting here with this highlight pen. Hey, it matches my teeth complexion. Anyway, I like to thank DJ for Java Jazz. Give it up. Round of applause. Hi, what's going on, y'all? This is DJ Fathead. This is SOL. No, not that SOL. Someone's listening, laughing. Some old loser. Out of luck. Yeah. It's been like an interesting week. But what am I supposed to think if I walk into a room and I see like a big bag of candy canes and they're all smashed? It's like somebody just threw them on the floor and just like, I hate candy canes, I hate candy canes, I hate candy canes. Same person probably be going around trying to, you know, stomp on flowers. I hate flowers, I hate flowers. And I guarantee it is those people will be having rainbows running from them and everybody else mama. Fire hydrants, dogs, cats, take your pick, they'll be running. Anyway, it's a little after 10, it's like about 10:04. Colorado time. And it says,
KDNK.
Going into the 21st semester, being here at the airway, KDNK. I want to say what's up to Miss Ginger Schnapp, Ola. Happy New Year to you and the family and everybody up and down the valley and all the Davises, the Pardos, the Williams, the Jacksons, everybody from A to Z who pretty much, like Dr. Dre will say, this is down for the since day one. But you don't have to welcome the death row. More like the KDNK. Can I get a witness at the fire? I'm first, I just want to just jump up, just go do 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 do. Anyway, I'm gonna get up off this microphone before I pretty much talk somebody's ear off, and I don't want to do that. How about if I just play music? Start that over and just say this: Welcome to KDNK, better than good, and sometimes been great, sometimes great. Since 1983. What was you doing in 1983?
I was in junior high school.
If there's a fond memory you could pick from the summer of 1983, what will it be? And I'll answer that same question.
I don't even know what I was doing. I mean, I was just a kid. I was like 14 or something.
Oh, okay. 1983.
Hanging out, you know?
Yep. You know, kid.
We had a pool and just, you know, having a good time.
Right. I can honestly say this. In the year of 1983, I went to a camp called Woodleaf. Camp Woodleaf, and it was, wow, it wasn't like no, you know, pitching tents and cooking, you know, campfire. It was more like one of those camps that you see, you know, sure, if like rich kids went to them. And that wasn't rich. It was just different. It was like nothing was outside. I mean, it was outside, but, you know, riding motorcycles and horses, you got to be outside to do that. But it wasn't like your typical camping camp. Typical traditional camping experience, y'all. That's what I pretty much remember about 1983.
It was fun. You loved it.
Yes. First time I rode a dirt bike and first time I ate blah, too. Wow.
Ate what?
Blah.
What's blah?
Well, that's like me just using a sensor. And I'm not going to go beep.
What did you eat?
Was the first time I got on a dirt bike, a motor dirt bike.
Oh,
ended up doing like... Okay. A over the handlebars and pretty much, you know, landed on a pile of gravel. Yeah,
and
I didn't get hurt. I was more stuck. I was like stoked and psyched, and I got on it, and I didn't fall off of it again. At least not that day. But anyway,
I think helmets are sexy.
Yeah, helmets are safety, and you say sexy.
Yeah.
I figure
I don't know what it is about it. I don't know.
It's also a thing called safety, too. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, I'm not riding a bike or a motorcycle if I don't have a big Hogan's Hero helmet on, you know, with the spike coming up, or maybe just the fist coming up, or
it'll save your life.
Yep, definitely. Or, you know, horns or something, or, you know, little Nerf mallets or something.
We're all spacesuit.
Both of those clown hair. Yep, spacesuit or something. Marvin the Martian.
It's like a big bubble, you know, when you do fall. No.
Oh yeah, it looked like a big old clear gumball, and you look like a big old gumball machine, and there's nothing in it but your head is surrounded by this big old helmet that's a big old 1957 astronaut helmet, clear. Anyway, let me get off the 1956 astronaut helmet that looked like a big old empty gumball with your head in it. Been going on about that for not a second. And of course, that was Michael Jackson, aka the King of Pop. R.I.P. MJ. For that, I played some Still by the Commodores. And I played Bill Withers' Use Me Up. Michael Jackson. Papa Joe Jackson. You know, he was in the news recently. I don't know how recently this story that I saw, but Papa Joe Jackson allegedly, or from what I read, I guess he... when was in Brazil getting his party on with young Brazilian women and had three strokes and a heart attack and some Viagra. You know, like, I don't know how old Papa Joe Jackson is, but remember, this is the father of, like, you know, a great family of musicians and singers who the world knows, you know, Michael and Janet and every now and then LaToya and Randy and Tito.
Michael Jackson's birthday is this month, well, August.
Hmm.
He would have been what?
50-something or 60?
Yeah.
I mean.
So dad's got to be at least, and he's the youngest.
Yep.
So.
Papa Joe Jackson got to be like in his 80s. Thinking, yeah. Man, he can't be sitting up there doing that Papa Joe Jackson, man.
He's lucky he didn't.
Yeah.
Over right there.
Running around chasing PYTs. Pretty young things in PYTs. Boot young things. Probably was up there dating some PYTs who were Brazilian women who was by the name of Billie Jean and Dirty Diana. Like I said, it was PYTs, pretty young things. Wonder how young. I wonder did they know their ABCs. If not, they're just off the wall. Might want to stop till you get enough, because that's really, really bad. Just think if you would have passed away, Mr. Papa Joe Jackson, I would have been a thriller. They're working day and night. Probably just pretty much just should have just hopped in the Chevy and just beat it. And then looked at the man in the mirror.
Just enjoy yourself, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. Enjoy yourself. Not at the Heartbreak Hotel. So, you know what I mean? I mean, come on, Papa Joe Jackson, keep playing it simple and just enjoy your wealth.
And your wife.
Yes, and your grandkids. Jeez. Please, chill out. Anyway,
love you, though.
Yep, for sure. True. Love you like, anyway, it was pretty much just one of the... Pretty much was Suge Knight before Suge Knight was Suge Knight anyway when it came to the kids and the music. Anyway, let's get back into some more music. You don't have anything right. You want to add with that, Ms. DJ Parade?
You said it all, buddy.
Okay. All right. All right. If I said it all, if you said so, fine. Let's do this then. Oh, see what we got queued up. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I'm grabbing the wrong one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can't be grabbing the wrong one because that ain't going to work. If I'm going to be like, wait, why this ain't playing? This is why it's not playing because I was grabbing the wrong one, but this is the right one. KD and Gay, Community Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, and Roanoke Valley, and way beyond. And if you got a computer, www.kdnk. Move with me, everybody. KDNK. Raise the roof, hey, you say it, just go KDNK. Act the fool. KDNK. Don't dance, because I don't do that. KDNK. KDNK, KDNK, Carbondale Lane, KDNK, everybody, KDNK, it's funny in my mouth, KDNK, since 1983, woo. Anyway, yeah, that was I Feel Love by Donna Summer, and before that I played some Green Eyed Lady, that was a remix, played some Atomic Dog by George Clinton, not Bill. Not George. And please don't be so dumb enough that you think that they're related, because I don't think George Clinton and Bill Clinton is related. Mm. Last time I checked, I mean, I mean, both
probably
of them kind of.
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, if they do, it's like probably because they both kind of got like that little, like that swag and that soul, you know, in them. Because Bill Clinton, brother man, did throw on a pair of glasses and play the sax on San Diego way back in the days. But does that mean that he has soul? He was the president.
He did. Didn't he play the trumpet or something?
No, he played the saxophone.
Oh, nice. Up there, right?
Up there rocking out like he was in a House of Blues. No, like who? Oh, that's the dude running for president.
That's still better than Trump, though. Seriously. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, all right. Trump. Trump needs to slow his roll because he's talking about beating up people from BLM, and that's kind of like, yo, man, really? Maybe you should return to WWE like you did a couple of years ago and. You know, you pretty much had Bobby Lashley in your corner and McMahon had you, Umaga in his corner and put your hair up and, you know, hair versus hair match. I'll put my hair up. I'll go up against you, Mr. Trump. Hair versus hair. Whoever loses, they lose their hair. I got a lot of confidence. I ain't going to lose my hair because it's a little bit of what I got left to lose. It's kind of like, no problem. No problem at all. What was I talking about before that?
Donna Summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Donna Summer. I was reading up on what I played. George Clinton, the bridge of Clinton, George, the bridge is over by Boogie Down Productions. Must respect to KRS-One, and of course the Boogie Down Productions BDP, Upside Down, remixed, and Got to Be Real by Sherlyn, The Commissar by Falco. I'll say that right after. Not okay. Anyway, Michael Jackson did Beat It.
The French version.
That was the French version. I thought it was
the real one.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. I'm hearing this backwards, or is this in another language? Hold on, let me rewind that. Wait. Nah, I didn't rewind it. Anyway, Still by the Commodores and Use Me Up by Bill Withers. I don't even know what I have queued up. Oh, I do. I have something that a coworker gave me. Check this out. I ain't gonna play the whole thing, but I'm gonna play some of it, okay?
Actually, sir, I think we prefer to go with the bizarre and risky. It's worked for us so far.
It's a whole lot of years, you know, since 1983, KDNK been standing. Upon the time, I was in a Dinko building, moved over here, you know, a whole lot of years ago. I forgot what year it was, but it was like, wow, the transition. But, you know, doing it for so long and just being a part of KDNK and just talking to other DJs when I can, when I see them, if they have the time. Choose to have the time to chat, just talk about the history, DJs that came and went, you know. And believe me, just because the DJs went don't mean that they did not leave an impression, because God, whoo, talking about an all-star lineup from just all of the DJs from 1983 until now, and the ones that are not here, hope y'all listening, much respect and love to y'all know who y'all is, and to the ones that are still here, when I decided to jump aboard of the KDNK Express.
Gone, but certainly not forgotten. Peace and hair grease, DJ Fathead. We loved you well because you loved us so well. Thank you for the very great privilege of knowing you. By the way, if you go into any Alpine Bank in the region and mention the Greg Benson Memorial Fund, you can make a donation that will help Greg's family. Also, on Monday evening at 5 p.m. at the Glenwood Adventure Park, there will be a lighthearted memorial service honoring Greg's life. It's recommended that you board the tram to the top between 3 and 4, and if, again, you mention Greg Benson, you'll get a free ride on the tram. And after the service at the Glenwood Brew Garden on 6th Street, just down the block from the Hotel Colorado, there will be a fundraising event for the family. And if you missed any part of this tribute, look for it in about an hour at kdnk.org. Thanks for listening, and please remember to go out there and express yourself.